You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Sudan has been suffering under a war between its army and the paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, for over 3 years now, with outside nations fueling the conflict. The nation is facing a severe humanitarian crisis, with over 33.7 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. Widespread violence against civilians is ongoing, including systematic sexual violence against women and girls. The United Nations has identified hallmarks and indicators consistent with genocide, such as ethnically targeted violence and atrocity crimes. However, advocates have pointed to a conspicuous absence of international attention to this crisis. In New Zealand, the Sudan Advocacy Network Aotearoa is calling for New Zealand to welcome Sudanese refugees to our shores. Part of that is a petition that is calling for the creation of a special Sudanese visa that would streamline Sudanese refugees entering New Zealand. So, to discuss this petition, I spoke with Fatima Sanusi on their petition to establish this special visa. Kia ora, Fatima. So, the war in Sudan entered its fourth year a little over 2 months ago. So, starting off, can you tell us a bit about what Sudanese civilians have been facing for the last 3 years?
For the last 3 years, Sudanese civilians, honestly, are facing unimaginable conditions. Millions have been forced from their homes. Families have been separated across cities, regions, and international borders. People are struggling to access food, to access clean water, healthcare, and education. Hospitals have been attacked. Schools have been shut down, and entire communities are left without basic needs and services. As we head entering our fourth year of war in Sudan, more than 33.7 million people require humanitarian assistance. 12 million people have been displaced from their homes, and we're looking at about 25 million people that face acute food insecurity, and more than 15 million children that require humanitarian support, and about 17 million that are out of school. That's about 3 times the population of New Zealand, to give an understanding of the scale of the situation in Sudan right now. And despite the scale of suffering, it still remains one of the most overlooked humanitarian crises in the world, although it's the most severe, and it's the largest displacement crisis. And for Sudanese that are in New Zealand, these are not just statistics. These are our parents, our siblings, our grandparents, our loved ones, our families. And every day our community lives with that fear of receiving devastating news and desperately, while also trying to desperately support their families, being trapped in between these conflict zones. Drone warfare has been the everyday for Sudanese for the last 3 years, and complete devastation to Sudan's infrastructure and stability.
So I guess linking to that point you made about how it's been really overlooked by the international community, in your petition, you call for a special visa modelled on the one created for Ukrainians back in 2022 when the Russian invasion began. Now, that pathway opened a little under 3 weeks after the Russian invasion of Ukraine began. We're well over 3 years since the war in Sudan began. Why do you think we haven't seen a similar pathway for Sudanese refugees in New Zealand?
Exactly, and I think that's an integral question that us Sudanese in Aotearoa are trying to understand ourselves, and that's an answer I believe that our government can only give us. And I do believe there's a lot of double standard in this when it comes to conflicts, particularly in Africa, where there's a bit of, I believe, a war fatigue around conflicts in Africa due to how they're framed, which is a very integral part of mobilizing action and also getting a response. And the war in Sudan has been constantly framed in a lens of a civil war when it actually has proxy elements and it's fueled and sustained by external actors particularly the United Arab Emirates. And so that is even more of a reason, I believe, for the New Zealand government to act on the situation in Sudan, as well as support the Sudanese communities here, given the diplomatic relations New Zealand and the United Arab Emirates have, particularly through their $1 billion trade deal. And I think what it reinforces to us Sudanese is that our safety can be compromised. This is an attack on civilians. This is not a civil war. And I genuinely do believe that the framing of what's happening in Sudan is refraining the proper response towards the situation, and as well as to and is delaying also the response to our communities and the responsibility our government also has to our communities. And we modeled the proposal on the Ukraine special visa because it demonstrates that New Zealand can respond quickly. As you said, it only took 3 weeks. And we're going into our fourth year, and our community did have a submission to the government calling for a special humanitarian visa pathway, which was thrown out by our last government. And so this is us going for a second push, and I guess the Ukraine pathway was integral because it showed us that New Zealand has both the capacity and willingness, right, to create targeted humanitarian pathways when families are separated by war. And so we fully supported that response, and our position is simple. Humanitarian responses should be guided by need, and right now Sudan is the most severe humanitarian crisis in the world, and I think New Zealand can have a principled response to the situation and support Sudanese communities in Aotearoa that are impacted by being separated by their families, as well as the devastation and it's caused to them in throughout the last 3 years.
Right, and in your petition, you've also, aside from the special visa pathway, you've called for a greater proportion of our refugee quota to be allocated to Sudanese refugees. Now, currently, the New Zealand refugee quota is only 1,500 people, which is small, even when we consider it on a per capita basis. Now, from 2025 to 2028, our quota has essentially put aside 20% of that to the entire continent of Africa. Is that enough?
Given the situation, the severe situation right now, I don't believe that it's enough. Like I said, Sudan is currently facing one of the world's largest displacement crises. Relatively few Sudanese refugees have actually had access to durable pathways of safety. We believe that New Zealand can actually allocate more of a meaningful portion of its refugee intakes of Sudanese in particular, given the situation at the time.
Now, the petition also calls for the pathway for Sudanese refugees to be accessible, fast-tracked, and trauma-informed, with the removal of unnecessary bureaucratic barriers that delay reunification in emergency contexts. Now, currently, we've got legislation making its way through Parliament, the Immigration Enhanced Risk Management Amendment Bill, which commentators such as the University of Auckland's Professor Jay Marlowe and Dr. Timothy Fadgen have pointed to being significantly contributing to a shift away from a humanitarian orientation towards refugees to one of suspicion and control. With that in mind, I guess, how would you characterise New Zealand's current approach to refugees, specifically Sudanese refugees, and why is it important that we act in accordance to the human rights and refugee treaties that we've signed?
I think it's given our time right now, when we look at the global world and with the wars occurring all over the world and the greater demand, I guess, to find pathways of peace throughout the whole world, it's a very integral time to shape our humanitarian, not only shape our humanitarian responses, but also have a stance on where we stand in terms of human rights. And we've clearly seen that humanitarian law and human rights law has failed to be an instrument of peace, whether it's through its inability to stop genocides from occurring, multiple genocides live streamed throughout the world, or to bring justice and accountability. I think New Zealand has may not have the geopolitical power or will to stop a lot of these wars or atrocities from ending, but can have a principled stance in the way that we respond and the way that we receive refugees, particularly with in mind, given that these are individuals that are in the crossfires of a war that wars that they have nothing to do with. And they are individuals with dreams and with hopes, with families, and with and are caught up in essentially a global war economy, to be truthfully honest. And so Sudanese, as a Sudanese, with the situation that's happening in Sudan, as I always point to reframing and understanding what's actually happening in Sudan, because what's happening in Sudan is fueled by external influences, with the support of diplomatic cover by the West. It's multinational corporations. It's a lot of factors contributing to the devastation and impacts on innocent civilians that have nothing to do with this, but it sustains a global war economy and a global economy, essentially.
That was the Sudan Advocacy Network Aotearoa's Fatima Sanusi on their petition to establish a Sudan special humanitarian visa pathway for Sudanese communities in Aotearoa who have direct or extended family members displaced and affected by the ongoing war in Sudan. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on the Action Station website or in the description for this interview on our BCast page.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.